Sorry? Okay, good. Why don't we start with Heisha Yashu al Safsal Echa? It's 1, 2, 3 lines down on Yud Amud Beis. That's the third line down from the top on Yud Amud Beis. Heisha Yashu al Safsal Echa. The very third top, of, very top. Top of the page.
Three lines down from the page 20.
Safsal. Shavro ha'achron. So you have a case of Heish Yashal Sasal Echad, Velo Shavruhu. Five people sat on a bench and did not break it. Uba Echad and someone else came along. Number six came along, the Yashav Alav, the Shavro, and he broke it. So number six broke it. I'm sorry, I have a little trouble hearing. So speak up a little bit. So what happens? That the last person's chayav. Stop. What does that mean? Kigon pap bar abba. Well, what's the point of Rav Papa saying that?
He's comparing his case to Papa bar abba's case.
What's that case? What's Papa bar abba's case? Well, did anyone look at Rashi?
Yeah.
No, no one looked at Rashi.
I did.
I would have Baal, I think it was a Shur Shinaga, right?
Sad person.
What?
No. Shahaya Baal Basar.
I think it's a sad person.
What is Baal? What is Baal?
Corpulent.
Baal Chabosar.
Corpulent.
Rotund.
Corpulated.
Corpulent.
Corpulent.
Puh, puh, puh.
What? It's not corpulent.
Corpulent?
Corp.
A corpulent.
There you go.
I thought it was
corpulent. Papa's saying, he's like a very heavy guy, sat down on the bench. And he names an example of a very heavy person. So that's what happened. A very heavy person comes along and sits down on the bench, like Papa Barada.
Baal Basar does mean...
Yeah, Baal Basar. Baal Basar means he's a Baal of much Basar.
Like Papa Barada? Oh, I thought he was saying it's like the case.
No, that's what Avi Hirschman suggested, which I said I believe was wrong. I don't know what case that would be.
Nemuke Yosef.
Nemuke Yosef?
Yeah, we're just talking about it. It had nothing to do with anything, but it was discussing the short scenario.
Yeah.
Same time. Related. It had nothing to do. We just decided to look at it anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I figured why not just pre associate and just throw it out.
Okay. So now we know the truth. There were five people sitting on the bench. A sixth guy came along and now broke the bench. And the Gemara says, you're chayiv. You, Mr. Number Six. Baal Basar, obviously you broke the bench. It's your responsibility. And Rav Papa just tells, like our good friend Papa Bar Abba. Everyone knows him, Baal Basar. He could do that. He could pull this off.
Oh, he's saying, okay, I thought he was saying the case of Bar Baba. No, we're talking about that.
Right.
He's calling another rabbi fat.
What?
Right.
You're the third person that came up.
You didn't get that either, right? Like, that's
so far, everyone didn't get
it. What else does it mean?
We felt like he was citing a case for Bar Baba mentions that.
Right.
I like yours better.
Oh, wow. That's,
I don't think so.
Isn't that, not allowed?
I know. What does the shot mean? Wait. Okay. So, the Gemara says now that there's something of a problem here. What's the problem? Problem is that this is Pashut. What's so Pashut? Adam, what was so Pashut? Hey, Chidami. What are we talking about over here? Ilema. Dibulav Ihu, that without him, Lo Itbar. If you'll tell me that without this guy, it would not be broken, it would not break. I mean, these five guys could sit there all day, nothing's going to happen, and this guy comes along and basically breaks it, then it's Pshita. Of course it's a problem. Of course he's going to be responsible. Ella, rather what? Oh, so rather you have to say that it would break even without him.
My
What's that?
What did he do? What did he call
right, what did he do? If it's going to happen anyway, what did he do? Keep going, you're doing a great job. What does that mean?
The end.
Right?
The end of the end.
Right, the end result.
So which question?
Can't hear, I'm sorry, can you? Masnisa hecha metaratza. What does that mean?
Teretz.
What does masnisa mean?
We learn in our
Mishnah. How is it to be explained? Case of the safsal. What are we going to say here? Hechim metaratza. So the Gemara answers. I'll tell you what the case is. Lo tzricha debalavi you havi metaber betreishoi. Behashta itbar bechadasho. What does that mean? The guys, this is the Gemara that you were supposedly preparing this morning, right? So it should be a little bit more familiar than it appears to be. What happened? What's the Gemara saying?
That we don't.
Anyone can answer this question.
That we don't. What's it called? We don't.
If not for him, the bench would break anyway. About 2 hours.
We don't need that. We don't need that specific case of that it would have.
Not a matter of case. The Gemara says, "I'll tell you." So, what is the case? What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where it would have broken. Yes, it would have broken in 2 hours, but he came there now. It's going to break in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where the Gemara is up to now. Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the problem with that? The Gemara has a problem with that.
That's the same thing with the.
No, that's our problem. That's not the Gemara's
problem.
But one second, if you tell me that, then what? The army lay.
The guys on the bench could say, Ilav, es habe yas.
Ilav at.
Ilav at.
It's not for you.
Sit,
it's not for you, yeah.
Habe yasvina and fe purta ve kaiman. Right. We would have still sat there and.
Yeah, we could have sat a little while longer.
And then we would have got up.
You're responsible. You're the one that broke it.
It wasn't going.
So that's why he's going to be. That's why he's responsible. Right. That's the way the Gemara has explained the case.
He's responsible in either case, either because his weight is the thing that broke it, or because he hurried the breaking. In either case.
Well, the Gemara is saying now that.
Or they're saying where he came.
Or they're
he
saying
came.
That is the case.
Yeah, that's the case.
That is the time.
The time case.
That's what our case is. It's
that's
not
right.
Saying either case he'd be chayav. It's.
No, the first case is pasha. We don't need a rule for that.
Okay,
we don't need
since it's pasha, it must be this case instead.
Right.
He came with a book.
One second. What's no good with this? Valim Alhu.
Adam, you want
to? And he'll respond to them. Say, what are you talking about?
Anyway.
Say, what are you talking about? If I wouldn't have been here, you could have sat longer. It would have broken anyway. It's nothing to do with me. So that's not the case either.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it would have broken anyway.
But
so,
they could have gotten up.
But he could say to them, one second, what don't you like? Let's just get
in terms like, okay, so the bench is eventually going to break in like 50 years.
No, but here they know. Five guys sitting on the bench, it's going
to
break.
They know in 2 hours it's going to break, but as opposed to in 2 hours
what,
work in
1 hour.
What's
wrong with their logic?
So
that,
he said
he could have gotten up.
He's saying to them.
I don't think that was their logic.
No, they're saying to him, listen, we could have sat here a little while longer and gotten up before it broke.
I sat down, why are you getting up?
Yeah, so he's saying to them, well, what does that mean? What do you mean? If I wasn't here, it wouldn't have broken. It would have broken anyway. As if you would have continued sitting, it would have broken.
So basically, neither of them can say definitively who.
All right. So the Gemara
like
says.
That
so we need a new case.
Case.
That's what we need. Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. A new case.
I feel like that's a case that we would then.
So now the Gemara has another case, right?
Isn't that what this is?
Well, that's going to be the question. That's going to be the question. What?
So if it's needed, where only the last guy broke it.
So what's the case now? I'm sorry. To Bahadi, the Samach Bahu Tavar. He didn't sit down on the bench. He didn't sit down on the bench, but he prevented them from getting up. They were sitting on the bench, and somehow he prevented them from getting up. So it sounds like he's from the Samach. Sounds like he's leaning on them.
Is he still a Baal Basar?
Why do we need this case?
He's still a Baal Basar.
How does this case help us?
What do you mean? How does it help us?
What's the difference between this case and the?
I'm going to ask you the
get
same
there
thing
later. But why does he have to be a fat guy in this specific of the ones we just went through? Now that he's just keeping
all the people down.
Oh, does it have to be that he's especially baal basar? Maybe not.
Right. That sounds like this.
Right, might not matter.
Just because of that.
Might not matter. It just means that this guy was the one that kept everyone else from getting up. In Echanami. Maybe that's why they couldn't get up, because he was very big. But it wouldn't matter. Let's say he's very strong.
Like, if it didn't matter,
let's say he was very strong.
Not, I was just saying, it sounds like this case could invalidate itself because we already said this has to be a fat guy. Which would
That was the original. Papa was just saying, "Oh, how would the bench break? Oh, the bench break because the guy's very big."
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that at this point.
The Rav Papa thing isn't required.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So what's the case? So he kept them from getting up, and therefore it broke. Oh, so what's the problem now? The Gemara says, "Well, 1 second, that's also Pasha. Pasha that he basically." Prevented the bench from being saved. He ensured that the bench was going to break. Okay? What would I have thought? Why do you need to teach me this? This is Pasha. Why do I need to be taught this? I would think, his body is not like his action.
The difference between passive and active?
Right. Kochol lav kegufo dummy. Kochol lav kegufo dummy. Kamashlo no. Kochol kegufo dummy. It is. It's like he's doing something physical. It's like he's doing a physical act.
In which case, though, if he's
in the samach b'hu case, nismach alayim, he's leaning on them, and therefore they couldn't get up.
Leaning because it's an indirect, because he's doing something to stop them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not because.
So maybe we'll say it's not his body that's resting on the chair, but it's just his. A force that he's exerting on those that are on the chair and not letting them get off, then maybe that's not the same as his actively breaking the chair. Kamash Malan, no, it is.
So
that's where we end up.
Okay. So are we saying that you need both?
Question. Now we have a question. What's the question? It's bothering Daniel. It's bothering some of you as well. What's the problem over here?
Why does he have to be fat?
What do we...
I really don't get why he has to be fat for the last.
Just
because
it could go. No, I don't. I think you're right. It doesn't have to be. But a more basic question: Why are we doing this case on Daf Yud? What does this have to do with what we've been discussing until now?
Who's Zachar?
No, because he's hurrying up the break. Yeah.
What happened in yesterday's case, or the 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, 4 days ago? Let's forget about the baby for now. Let's forget about the baby. Let's not. Let's talk about the
Kli. Why can't we discuss the group of people? The Zachar Zeh, where the goat with the goat says.
Could we just start with the more basic case? Let's start with the more basic case. You throw a vase off the roof. What do we say about the fellow at the bottom hitting it?
Potter,
because mona tavir tavar. Right? You would say he's chayiv. No, I'm hoping you wouldn't say that. If you throw a vase off the roof and someone else hits it before it hits the ground, you say he's potter. Why is he potter? Because he didn't break anything.
So you want to say that?
Well, I don't want to say anything yet.
I'm not you personally.
I'm asking you a question now. What I want to say is
like you can say that it was already considered broken because it had this 2 hour limit that it was going to break in 2 hours.
Right.
So you can say, oh, it's a broken bench already. You sit down on it and then.
Exactly. Why don't you say that? Why don't we say in that instance?
No, that's why. That's
because.
Why.
Can I get the question on the table before everyone jumps on me? Why don't we say that the bench
break the table.
That's put in this situation, this predicament where it's going to break. Now, when the other guy comes along, he didn't do anything different than swatting the bench, swatting the vase on the way down. When he swats the vase on the way down, what do you tell me? He didn't break a vase because man tavir tavar. So how come when this guy, big or otherwise, comes and sits on the bench, breaks it earlier than it would have broken, why don't we say, well, man tavir tavar, they were going to break, the bench was going to be on its way to break. All he did was break a broken bench. Before we take answers, I just want to make sure everyone appreciates the question, if we can call it a question.
Why don't we say that the bench was mana tavir tavar?
Essentially, why don't we say legabi the bench mana tavir tavar? To put it in the Talmudic parlance.
Barak Evan Ochetz Aha Kli.
Right, so Tosos Yudzayin Amud Beis Di Ramaskel Vizarak.
Zarak Kli.
Zarak Kli, yeah.
Oh, chid al hakli uba acher v'kodem v'shibro. The pshita chayev.
Kidim, sure, right.
The kidim.
Put the punctuation in.
The lo shayech kan mina tavira tava.
Good. So it's also, and this is what Daniel's mentioning, there are cases where something's in a path of destruction, and yet we don't call it mana tavira. Why not? Because
it's not, there's the opportunity. The iaz lina nami hacha bater meikara lo mishkacha be tsroros inami v'svara pshutahi.
Right. Remember, that was the lashon that we spent time with. The difference between zorek even and zorek kliatmo. What's the difference between zorek kliatmo and zorek even?
Zorek kliatmo. You're going
to
throw it.
You did the maisa to the thing itself. The maisa has been done to the vessel, to the keli.
Right.
Maisa has been done in the guf hakeli.
You're one step removed in the case of the even.
In case I throw the even, I didn't do anything to affect the kli itself. The kli is still the same kli. But where I did the miser to the guf ha-kli, I already altered the status of the kli. That's what we want to say then. So that's what Daniel wants to say.
You haven't done a miser that's altered the bench's status.
What Daniel wants to say.
You might be in the midst of doing a miser by sitting on, but it hasn't altered, right?
Right. I think that's what you're saying, huh?
That's no, but it has altered its status. It turned it into a bench that was going to break in 2 hours. A bench that was going
to
break in 1 hour.
He wants
it was
to say
a pot that was going to break.
Where you throw the vase off the roof, you did a miser to the kli itself, and therefore the kli has been compromised. Right? And therefore, once a mice has been done to the kli, someone else on the ground can't effectuate another mice of breaking to that same kli. It's not possible. It's man tavira tava. Because be'etzem, the kli has already been the recipient of a mice hezek. Masha Inkin, you want to say over here, when you're sitting on the bench, what's happened right now?
The bench is still a bench.
There's been no mice to its...
Nothing's been done, right? Because what could happen?
No,
they could get up. What happens if they get up? The bench won't break if they get up.
It's like the stone coming at the pot. Someone could move the pot or...
No, I think if they all get up, or one of them gets up, we don't even know how many people it's necessary to break the bench, but let's say they all get up.
The bench is a bench.
Nothing's been done to the bench. The mice has like didn't really take place in the same way.
If you really get into the physics of it...
Right.
There was no act of breaking to the bench.
That's right.
But let's say you threw the bench off a cliff, and then someone came out of the bed and hit the bench.
Well, obviously, that's just the
same
thing.
That's why I don't really get this case, because if that's true, like, if it was going to break, then it might ruin my argument, because maybe, like, when you're sitting on it and you're putting that strain, like, how does strain work that over time it finally broke? Wouldn't that mean that little bits of it are breaking the entire time, and then finally there's...
It's kind of physically,
the only reason it would break after a certain amount of time is if the entire time it was slowly breaking.
Yeah, there's a certain...
Right, that's what you have to say. It seems like it's not like that. I mean,
it seems like it's not like that. But
right, it's like one moment in time that it happens.
But according to physics, I think it has to be breaking.
I think you look at it as one entity.
Right, in terms of the halacha of when the mice is done, the mice apparently is only done right before it actually breaks. The moment, you know, right before you're rendering it.
Right, but broken. I'm saying, wouldn't...
The last minute of the 2 hours.
If they have been doing so that to the bench, then if they get up and someone else comes to sit down, they...
No, it could be maybe... It could not. You're getting into now what exactly happened.
Right.
Did I weaken it to the point where that's it? It can't come back? Or no, that's just that it can't withstand this amount of weight for any longer, and a sustained type situation, but then once you get up, it goes back to where it was before.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a retractable bench.
Not retractable.
It's an elastic
bench. A rubber
bench. Elastic.
Or elastic, whichever one you
like. Do you see what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah.
So why? How do you assume that it's working based on?
Well, it depends. You mean the physics?
Yeah, the physics.
Well, initially, generally, the way these things work is first strain is elastic.
Yeah.
And then after a certain amount of weight has been acted upon, first the thing is elastic, but once it passes a certain threshold of either weight and over a period of time, then it's no longer in the elastic state, but it goes into the
inelastic.
The state where it's forever. It can never go back.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is that always the case?
I think for most solids.
Most substances like
that? I think that's how it has to happen.
So that means that someone comes by later, after these guys get up?
These guys are, if
that means
they're
breaking.
Yeah, correct.
The whole time they're sitting on the
angle. Point where they actually start breaking it, when the thing starts to kind of crumble.
Even though you can't see it, even though they got up,
yeah,
it won't go back to its original state.
It might forever have a bend in it, and now even if the little kid comes...
That's what I'm asking. Is that always the way? Does it have to be that way?
It doesn't have to be that way, but it
doesn't.
Could be.
No, wait.
Right, so
I think it has to... Wait,
the Gemara seems to be looking at it not like that. From what you, I agree with you. The Gemara seems to be not looking at it like that in terms of the Maisa.
Yeah, I
that you're not constantly involved in the act.
Because
otherwise it's like you're throwing it. Otherwise it's like free falling to the ground.
Right.
But it's not, apparently not saying that
it
way.
It happens to be a bigger club.
Yeah, exactly. It just takes a 2 hour, right. It's a 2 hour.
At the end,
2 hour.
Acceleration.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't think that's what we're saying here.
Wait.
Seems that the Chazal are looking at it.
It's not a 2 hour clip. It's a 2 hour stone throw to the bed, to the pot.
Right. That's the way they look at it. They look at it more like the case of the Chaitz. And the Evan that you're being thrown at. Yes, it wasn't
awesome.
That's
how they're using
it. It was an awesome comparison.
I just am now upset with my comparison because of the physics of the bench.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe they didn't know physics, or maybe they just looked. Shear tomorrow, 11:15.
But there's Rabbi Mark, which is getting here at 9, I think.
Recorded. I think, right. Is he doing Marcos? Should I tell him
about? Oh, I don't know. Is that what he's doing?
I think Ryan Pesach is going to be doing it at 10, but I don't
know.
Oh, not
on Sunday?
No, I think we were debating
Sunday
or Friday. We didn't really come to an agreement, though.
Nothing's
right, that's what I was asking.
But there's a chance that at 10 o'clock there's Marcos, and there's also a chance that Markowitz is doing Marcos.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's continue. Let's be serious.
Okay.
I want to look up elasticity.
Elasticity of demand?
Of what?
Of demand.
No. It's funny because it actually comes from a...
See, what you're saying is that when you throw the kli off the roof, the hezek is already in the kli, basically. It's there. It's intrinsic in the kli. The kli has been compromised, but the bench, we're not saying the same thing. If the mice hasn't been done, the mice hasn't been done yet. It's still a bench until the moment of the mice hezek. As opposed to the thing that's thrown off the roof, as soon as it's been thrown off the roof, it's already been altered in some way. I like that. So you're right. I mean, I guess part of it...
Was that what you were fishing for?
Yeah. I mean, not fishing for, but that was the chiluk that I was going for, yeah.
Could we just repeat that?
What Daniel wants to say is that the case of sitting on the bench
is more
similar to throwing a... That's all you need, a little mental cue.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's similar to throwing a stone at a vase or shooting an arrow at a vase, like Tosa says. Those cases are not monotavira. Okay.
Yeah.
But where I did the Maisa Hezek right away to the... Did the Maisa Hezek right away to the Keli, then it's considered mana tavir, as opposed to where I'm doing something which could ultimately lead to its destruction.
Now we get back to the baby.
Later on. Baby case, yes. So Blina will have to pick
Didn't
up with the baby.
Didn't he then impart the Maisa onto the baby the minute he grew
So that's the, that's the question. We have to ask, why is it that the baby is different? Why isn't the baby already not alive, right? Why isn't the baby considered like the... Like the vase.
Yeah.
So after
I'm okay with us having the baby be that way. Why don't we make the vase like the baby then?
Well, the vase is definitely that's the classic case. The given.
Because I know that.
But you're saying good
say
now.
It's probably going to come to, well, life is different because life's important and we value.
Well, not just because it's important, but apparently it's a quality.
Why don't we go with the object being like life then?
It's a good question. You're asking a good question.
This golden standard of it's not done until it's done.
And a good question.
Guys chucking babies off the roofs. And they're running around scot-free.
Okay, we'll stop here. You have questions, Zach? Yeah, I'm sorry.